Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The unemployment rate falls to 9.4%, but it's not all good news on the job front.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning. From American Public Media in New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, this morning's jobs report shows the lowest unemployment rate since May 2009, but the number of jobs added in December missed expectations. But first, where's Wall Street? Markets are basically flat right now. The Dow is exactly even, 11,696. The S&P 500 down about 0.1%, and the NASDAQ down about 0.2%. The improving economy is luring companies back to the market to borrow money. The data firm Dealogic says companies have sold more than $35 billion worth of investment-grade debt this week. That's the busiest opening week of the year for the corporate bond market in about 15 years. Now, let's get to the big jobs report. The Labor Department said this morning that the U.S. economy added 103,000 jobs in December. That was entirely driven by the private sector. In fact, government jobs dropped by 10,000 last month. The unemployment rate dropped from 9.8% in November down to 9.4% in December. Let's get into all these numbers with Hugh Johnson, who runs the asset management firm Hugh Johnson Advisors. He's with us now live from Albany. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
So let's get your reaction first to these numbers.
Disappointing. The 103,000 jobs added to payrolls was well below both my expectations and I would say just about everybody's expectations. Going into the number, we'd been expecting about 150,000 jobs would be added to payrolls. And frankly, with some of the recent economic numbers that we've seen, we're kind of hoping that 200,000 would be added to payrolls. So 103,000 added to payrolls in December was very anemic and very disappointing.
And what about this 9.4% unemployment rate? That's a drop.
Yeah, that's a drop. And at first blush, that kind of looks like a really good number, but you have to look very carefully at it. The reason that you had the decline in the unemployment rate was a very sharp decline, an unexpected decline, in the size of the labor force. And the reason the labor force declined so sharply is if you look at the numbers, you see that the number of workers that became very discouraged and simply dropped out of the labor force, stopped looking for jobs, dropped out of the labor force, was very substantial. So what looks like a good number, a decline from 9.8 to 9.4%, when you look at it a little more closely, is not such a good number and is a little bit disappointing also. Again, both of these together suggest that maybe the economy is expanding, but it's expanding at an extraordinarily anemic pace.
All right. Hugh Johnson of Hugh Johnson Advisors joining us from Albany. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
And another big story this morning, by the way, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke is speaking right now on Capitol Hill. He says the self-sustaining recovery may be taking hold, but he says the economy still needs help from the Fed. He's talking about the $600 billion the central bank is pumping into the economy. Well, a bill to repeal the health care law could hit the House floor as early as today. But in sharp contrast to all the repeal talk on Capitol Hill, state governors are moving ahead to implement the law, even if they campaigned against it. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer explains.
The repeal rhetoric was flying on Capitol Hill yesterday. New House Speaker John Boehner.
I think it's pretty clear to the American people that the best health care system in the world is going to go down the drain if we don't act.
But even if the House repeals the health care law, the Senate is unlikely to follow suit. And President Obama is standing by with his veto pen. So states are getting down to the business of implementing the law. Even Republican governors who campaigned against the health care overhaul are now applying for federal grants to put it into effect. Leighton Koo teaches health policy at George Washington University. He says they're discovering the difference between campaigning and governing.
It's one thing for politicians to say, this is how I'd like to see things changed, but that is different than recognizing this is what I have to do right now under the existing law.
The health care law gives the states lots of responsibilities, like setting up exchanges where consumers can buy health insurance. And if the states don't implement the law, the feds will do it for them. Not an appealing prospect for independent-minded governors. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Yellow Book 360, offering a spectrum of marketing tools for small businesses designed to go beyond yellow. More at yellowbook360.com. By Progressive Insurance, helping people shop for car insurance at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. And by Microsoft, providing comprehensive business solutions for the cloud. You can learn more at microsoft.com/cloud.
The French are the champions of the world. That's according to a magazine headline in France this week. Unfortunately, that's because France just came in first place in a ranking of the most pessimistic countries. Marketplace's European correspondent Stephen Beard joins me now from London, just across the English Channel from France. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Jeremy.
Can you actually see the coast of France from where you are right now?
I could do better than that. I can see a French woman. My wife is French.
So there you go.
I better be careful what I say.
Tell us then, in your quietest whisper, why the French are so depressed.
Crise de foi is the obvious French explanation. This is that uniquely French digestive malady brought on by too much rich food. No, this was a survey about the economic outlook of 53 countries. The French came out as the most worried about the future, which must have something to do with unemployment there, which is 9 or 10%, and deficit cutting. I mean, the French are particularly attached to government spending, and government spending is going to be cut in the year ahead, and that's clearly making the French gloomy.
And government spending could be cut right here in the United States, Stephen. How do we rank on this ranking of the most pessimistic countries?
Much better than the French. In fact, the US was more or less in the middle as far as optimism and pessimism is concerned. The Brits and, perhaps unsurprisingly, Icelanders were more pessimistic than Americans.
And quickly, who are the optimists?
Vietnam was the most optimistic, which tells you something about national mood. The bleaker your past, it seems, the rosier your hopes for the future.
All right. Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Thanks so much.
Okay, Jeremy.
Well, if you're feeling pessimistic, we'll cheer you up with our Midday Update podcast. It's at marketplace.org or on iTunes. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Reward offered for information leading to the recovery of a certain piece of heavy-duty construction equipment.
Here's the loader right here, 624 John Deere loader. They stole that machine, and it was there Saturday. Came back Monday morning, it was gone.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, John Deere Bandits. Next time on Marketplace, that and the day's business news from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.